when he steps up, down, he can make his way and put his foot forward for the Kosciuszko, because I'd say if he could go well today, I don't see why not that he can't sort of progress into a race like the Kosciuszko.
Yeah, for sure. Common purpose in the last race. You got some good chances today. What's the plan, Sam? Are you keen to stick around Sydney?
Yeah, Andrew, I've transferred over to Chris. I'm gonna give it a crack and stay on for a little while and do my best. I think it's the place to be at this stage. There's no better place than racing in New South Wales at the moment. So you'll see my name around for a little bit longer, and hopefully I can get quite friendly with the locals, and they accept me here, because I want to have a crack and do my best here for the time being.
Good on you. Good move, Sam. Good luck today.
Thank you. Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Sam Weatherly joining us there, talking about some excellent chances today. These fields for Saturday are out for Randwick. The Colgate Optic White Stakes, the George Main, is race 6 at 3:10, a field of 8. Lura Main for James McDonald draws 2. Who Shot the Barman Barrier 1. It's Somewhat 5. Religify 7. Ace High is there, Barrier 8 for Jason Collett. Winx has drawn Barrier 3. Egg Tart 6. And Unforgotten has drawn 4. So that's the field. It will be interesting once Flemington comes out whether Chris has dual accepted for a couple of these, but we'll wait and see. At the moment, he's got 3, 4, 5. He's got 5 of the 8 in the Group 1 there on Saturday, but Winx, Barrier 3 in that field at this stage. Sally Snow joins us from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. Morning to you, Sally.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well indeed. What have you found us at Canterbury today?
Yeah, over to race 4, number 2, Moon Dancer. This horse is racing really well, changed the lead stable, who's absolutely flying right now. Last starter was a really good win at Newcastle over the 1,400 metres, running home in good splits off a slow pace. The start before at Wyong over the 1,600 metres, it was wide and really working and only got tired late in the run. Today it's back up to the 1,580, and there looks to be a bit of pace engaged here, so I think gate 4 looks perfect for Collett to get a soft run midfield and hopefully use it as a good turn of foot late in the run and comes over top of them late.
Okay, so Jason Collett, $5 there at the moment. That's race 4, number 2. And where's your other one?
Yeah, look, I was speculating a bit with this next election, as I don't often come up with horses with their last start win at Tamworth to back up in the next start at Town. But I couldn't have been more impressed with what Social did, race 6, number 9, in winning at Tamworth first up. This is a 60-year-old mare who just had the 3 starts in Queensland before being given a lengthy spell, and it's resuming with the very astute Rod Northam stable. He had enough faith in the horse to give the young Reece Jones his first race ride last start, and he's still got the job done hands and heels, with the horse wandering a bit about in the straight. It was still a great debut by Reece. The times were very good in that race, and its trial prior suggested it had plenty of ability. It comes to Canterbury today with the very talented Sam Weatherly aboard, who I know you were just speaking to earlier, and looks to find the front from gate 2, which is, as he said, it's generally a big start at Canterbury. I'm happy to take the punt at the odds, and I think she'll give a big side here.
$7 right now and nearly $2 the place. That's race 6, number 9, Social. So the 2 for Sally, 4-2 Moon Dancer, 6-9 Social. Good on you, Sally. Enjoy today. A busy one at Tab.
Thanks, Andrew.
Sally Snow from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. The field for the Darley Tea Rose, race 7 on Saturday. It's a field of 13. Eldorado Dreaming now with Chris Lees, Barrier 3. Uhud 9. Fiesta 11. Outback Barbie 13. Gee, it's had absolutely zero luck with draws, Outback Barbie. Pretty in Pink 12. Fundamentalist 4. Futu 1. Santa Catarina for Stephen Marsh 2. Madame Rouge 8, Miss Fabulous 5, Maid of Heaven 10, Simi 6, and Sangita has drawn Barrier 7. The Kingston Towners race 8, a monster lineup there, 16 plus 4 emergencies, and we've given you the field for the Group 1. The Bill Ritchie, it's a field of 12. Perrette's in that drawing the inside Barrier 1, and Parada's drawn the outside Barrier 12 for Parada in the Bill Ritchie. And the Mini Everest, the shorts, is race 4 at 2 o'clock. Red Zell's drawn 3, Brave Smash 5, The Monstar 1, English 9, Ball of Muscle 6, Boss Lane 8, Big Money 4. After all that, the Stablemate 7, and Invincible Star gets 54 kilos, Barrier 2. It gets 4 kilos under Red Zell on Saturday in the shorts. At the moment, just looking at it with unbelievable conditions around Sydney today, we've got a soft 6 at Randwick. But with 30 degrees on the way, that track you would feel is just going to keep improving. But at the moment, it's a soft 6. After the news break, it's preview time for Canterbury with Sean, with Paul, with Ray, and the Tab, also with the latest markets.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day. Even when you're browsing the app, gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. New South Wales police have commenced a forensic search at the former home of Lynette Dawson on Sydney's northern beaches. Ms. Dawson, a mother of two, disappeared in 1982. She was 33 at the time and has not been seen since. New South Wales police have announced the case of William Tyrrell will be referred to the coroner on the fourth anniversary of his disappearance. Meanwhile, parts of the country are getting an early taste of summer today, with temperatures set to soar in parts of New South Wales and Queensland. And passengers flying from domestic airports will now need to carry identification as part of a major security crackdown. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton will introduce the new laws into Parliament today. Making headlines in sport, Kalyn Ponga has done the unthinkable, capping off an incredible 2018 season by breaking a record to beat the likes of Valentine Holmes and Damien Cook to the Players' Champion Award. Meanwhile, Latrell Mitchell's free shot at clearing his name for the Sydney Roosters' preliminary final has come up short after being found guilty of dangerous contact at the NRL judiciary last night. And a mammoth crowd is expected at ANZ Stadium on Saturday night when South Sydney and St George Illawarra face off in the finals. The Rabbitohs are unchanged after last week's loss to Melbourne, while Kurt Mann replaces injured Gareth Widdop at 5'8 for the Dragons. And the news just keeps getting better for the Wallabies after their gutsy win over South Africa. Injured stars Israel Folau and David Pocock are expected to be fit to play in Saturday's clash against Argentina. And finishing off with some cricket news, Australia have named five uncapped players in a Raw Tour squad to play Pakistan in a test series in the UAE, recalling pace veteran Peter Siddle for the first time in 2 years and dropping middle-order batsman Peter Hanscom. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
How would you like to own a share in a horse at a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day?
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country-trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus, another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or buy a ticket on the Tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the NewSouthWalesTab.com.au website.
If you're finding off-the-rack suits don't fit properly, from September 16th to 18th, Signature Bespoke's expert tailors can measure you up for a suit that will fit you perfectly. With one tailored suit and two shirts from just $450. Book an appointment now at SignatureBespoke.com.au.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturer's seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Here at Sky Sports Radio, we're gearing up to bring you all the action of Newcastle's Cup Carnival. Friday, there's four group races, including McCameron, Tibby, Spring Stakes and Cup. Get the Newcastle winners Friday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Builders, roofers, plumbers, you need Fast Flash. Fast Flash prevents leaks even during extreme weather conditions. Available at one of number one roofing and building supplies locations. Monavale, Narrabeen, Preston, Seven Hills, Regent's Park, Caringbah and the Central Coast. Fast Flash, your fast roof flashing.
Divine Prophet. Group one placed at two, winning the stallion making Caulfield Guineas at three.
They come to the line together, Divine Prophet.
His first foals are on the ground, and this son of Schwazir has delivered. Champion sire, champion foal. Divine Prophet at Aquas Farm.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
Morning, everyone. 13 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. We're going to take a look at racing today at Canterbury and find out what the track's like. Greg Carmody, I reckon, might be out there today in a singlet, shorts and thongs on a day like this. I doubt it, though. Morning, Greg.
Yeah, not likely, Sean. Morning to you.
Yeah, beautiful day.
Yeah, no, lovely day. Staying at the top of 28, so it was nice to see some warm weather.
Yeah, exactly. There, how's the track looking at the moment?
Yeah, Sean, we're not quite in into the five yet, so I've left it at a soft six with a pano of 5.32.
Well, that's a soft six. The rail today, where will that be?
Rail's out at 8 metres. We were at 6 metres 2 weeks ago.
And how's the cover of grass at the moment? I mean, a day like this, if you can get a few of these, and it'll start to kick along, won't it?
Yeah, no, most definitely. It has greened up, and the rye is quite abundant at the moment, quite lush of rye grass. So, yeah, it's good, and you can see some movement of the kai. So, yeah, no, we're heading in a good direction.
All right, terrific. So today we're on a soft six. The rail is out 8 metres all the way around.
That's it, Sean.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Greg. Have a top day.
Thank you.
Greg Carmody at Canterbury. Andrew Giorgio joining us from Tab to Condor. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We've got Ray Thomas with us as well. G'day, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean and Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Interesting meeting, isn't it, boys, at Canterbury today? Some promising horses making their debuts or resuming or looking to kickstart their spring campaigns. But with the weather, it's a beautiful day, a bit windy, so should get an upgrade from that soft six into the soft five range, which should be ideal for all runners. But the rail out 8 metres, I've got a suspicion that might favour those on pace today, boys.
All right. Paul Joyce, how are you, Paul?
I'm very well, Sean. Good morning to you. Good morning, gentlemen, and good morning to all the punters out there. Yeah, look, I think Ray's spot on. I like this meeting. I'm confident we'll have a good day on the punt, but that 8 metre rail, you've just got to be a little bit wary. Just keep an eye on maybe the first couple of races. But when the rail was out 6 metres last meeting, it wasn't really on pace rails day, which you would have expected. They were coming from everywhere. So let's hope today is the same with that rail out an extra 2 metres.
Okay, now the first out of day, we've got a full field, haven't we?
Yeah, Cozzy Orsine is a $6 chance. Nico Ladd at $8. Altair, $5. England, $3.60. Burbank at 14s, God of Thunder, $2.50 and favourite. And then the bottom two, Champa and also Commissioner, they're at $34 respectively. Well, they are all over God of Thunder here. $3.80 best price given. Today it's gone $2.80 into $2.50, and it's three times as popular as anything else.
Yeah, well, look, off its trial coming into this, you'd expect him to lead this field. He bolted in a recent trial, running good time in doing it. But I wouldn't be surprised if Commissioner goes forward as well. He's only going to carry 50 kilos after the claim and did sit on pace at Goulburn last start. But God of Thunder probably leads Commissioner outside it.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Read it the same way. I'm with God of Thunder. Look, I know he's getting pretty short now, but it's a confident push that Andrew mentioned for him on the back of that really impressive trial. Look, I love the acceleration, Paul, when Tommy Berry pressed the button there at Rose Hill. He is resuming on a track with it is rain affected, but he's by more than ready. The breed generally handled the ground. He did was placed at Randwick back in June on a heavy track. There's always been a bit of a boom about God of Thunder. He's closely related to Merch Navy, and on the evidence of that trial, he's come back in really good order. I know he's first up at the 12.50 off just the one trial, but I'm prepared to go his way. I think the six God of Thunder with that rail out 8 metres can lead, dictate, and be really hard to run down. I think his danger is the four England who chased home God of Thunder in that recent Rose Hill trial. He wasn't pressured at all. He's a fast net rock colt who's got a lovely action. He moved through the line nicely, albeit nearly five lengths behind God of Thunder. We've only seen him at the races once, and that was at a Canterbury midweeker back in July. He ran a very good third to Golden Tycoon and Cloak. Now, The format of that race has really stood up. Golden Tycoon was stakes placed next start, and Cloak Ben won at its next start. So good form lines around England, coming off that nice trial, chasing home God of Thunder. Of the others, three, Nico Ladd loved his return. Paul got the line nicely behind Wagner when resuming. Just how what sort of start he gives God of Thunder is my concern, but getting out to 12.50, run under his belt, certainly an ideal for him. And the one, Orsian, being gelded now since he was last in work, has always had a bit of a boom about him as well. Didn't quite produce as a two-year-old. Goes into this race without an official trial. I'll be interested to see what he does. In the opener, six, God of Thunder on top from 4, 2, and 1. Paul?
Yeah, look, I'm going 4, 1, 6, and 2. So I've got England on top, and it really goes off that trial that Ray was talking about. What I look for in trials, I look for a horse with a good action that's doing it under its own steam, and that's what England was doing there. Obviously, 5 lengths in arrears of God of Thunder, but God of Thunder was, sent along out in front and asked to quicken in the straight. So I don't think there's much improvement off what we saw in that trial, whereas England, you've still got that question mark of how much more improvement there will be under race conditions. So at the better odds, I thought number 4, England's worth a gamble on top to beat the one, Orsian, who's been gelded, and we haven't seen him trial this time in, which is unusual for Chris Waller. And the form through his two-year-old races, even though he never really fired there as a colt, Graf, the Autumn Sun, there's some good horses that he was bumping into there. Number 6, God of Thunder, well, he's been spoken about, trial super, he's just got to produce it under the race conditions. And number 2, Nico Ladd, no doubt crying out for the 12.50 after that 1,100 run first up. 4, 1, 6, and 2 in race 1.
Now, race 2, we scratch 2, Coco Diablo, and 7, Bring the Magic.
Alison of Tuffy is at 12s, Lady Legend 14, Maggie Miss, the very popular $2 favourite, So Taken 4.20, Iberian Lace at 100s, and Vitesse is at $21. Well, all the big money here does sit with Maggie Miss. Has bottomed out at that even money quote, though, and they are willing to take the price at this stage.
What price was Press Box there, Andrew? I just missed that one there.
$3.20, Joycey.
$3.20, thank you very much. All right, speed here. I've got Maggie Miss, obviously, from what we've seen at the trials. Starts along out in front. Alison of Tuffy, she's got speed, and that's probably about it. I think So Taken gets a lovely run off gate one, and the test not too far away, right?
Yeah, look, interesting race, isn't it, Paul? Maggie Miss, very short, as Andrew mentioned. She's making her debut at the 12.50, but look, Paul, you don't often see them win trials by 12 and three quarters like she did at Randwick there on August 28th. She just zoomed right away from her rivals, broke 34 a last six, very strong through the line. Lovely Medaglia d'Oro filly out of a very good female family. She, at a previous trial, Paul, she settled off speed, railed through, won well. So a bit of versatility about her. I concede she's rock-bottom odds, but as I said, that recent trial win by that huge margin was so impressive. I think her racing pattern will be suited around Canterbury today with it railed out 8 metres, and she's the one they have to catch. I'm with her, the 5, Maggie Miss, on top from 6, So Taken. Gee, I was taken by her Australian debut there for the Chris Waller stable at Canterbury late last month. She was 3 and 4 wide all the way, only beaten a half length behind a pair of teeth and Press Box. It was a really good, solid debut. She'll improve off that. If you like So Taken's run, you would have liked Press Box's run as well in the same race. Look, she was desperately unlucky. She should have won that day at Canterbury. Fitter now, improves off that, no doubt. James McDonald rides very hard to beat. And the 3, Alison of Tuffy, is the best of the rest. I think those top 3 fillies have it between them, Paul. Can they catch Maggie Miss? I'm going with her, the 5 on top, from 6, 1 and 3. Interesting race, the second.
Sure is, Ray. Look, I'm going to back So Taken to catch Maggie Miss. I've gone 6, 1, 5 and 4. I thought she was good odds, So Taken. That run was massive, as you mentioned there, first up at Canterbury. She was wide. She did all the work. She was still chasing Press Box through the line. And even though Press Box was held up into the straight, I thought she was probably entitled to put a bigger gap on So Taken late there. So from barrier one today, Hugh Budden in the saddle. I'm keen to have something on So Taken to beat the stablemate Press Box, who, you've got to basically put them in the same bracket here. They finished so close together in that last run. And then we get the Maggie Miss. What do I make of her? Mm. I don't like trials where they win by 13 lengths written out. To me, it makes no sense. But she ran time. If she does it under race conditions and she gets 12.50, she probably wins. But you're getting rock bottom odds as a result of that trial. Number four, Lady Legend, on the other end of the scale, she's been ridden very quietly in her trials, and I'm convinced there's something there, just not sure where she's at yet. But 6, 1, 5, and 4, look, I'm really looking forward to the race. I think whatever happens, Maggie Miss makes this a really intriguing race.
Mm.
All right, we go to the next event, the third. There's no changes.
Yeah, Pembroke Castle is at $5.50. Silent Explorer at $8. Aperitif, $7.50. Happy Bubbles, $3.40. Gentle Persuasion, the $2.60 favourite. Patron Black at $8. And Major Wager is at $15. Well, Gentle Persuasion is the most popular runner here, just in front of Happy Bubbles. But there has been a move today for Patron Black. Got to as much as $15 this morning, boys. It's now an $8 chance.
Interesting, because there looks good speed on paper. Patron Black led throughout to win at Nowra last start. But Major Wager, she trialled well on pace. She'll go forward. Aperitif was on pace to win last start at Canterbury. And then you've got Pembroke Castle drawn the outside with Blinkers first time. So there's potentially sort of four leaders, Ray, and you've still got Silent Explorer kicking up from the inside gate.
Yeah, it's an interesting race, Paul. I'm with the five, Gentle Persuasion, because I think this tempo will suit her. And I think we saw last week, that's the way to ride her off speed and let her run home, which she just missed catching She's Furline at the Kenzo over the 11.50. A really nice effort, though. And all three runs she's produced have been excellent. Back to Canterbury, back to 1100, but the tempo should suit her. It's only a small field. She'll be stalking the leaders. We know she'll find the line. I'm with the five, Gentle Persuasion on top, and she's a nice filly. From the four, Happy Bubbles, I'm not sure what to make of the Newcastle win, Paul, because the two horses that he beat, Four Gold and Akeet, have been beaten since. But what I liked about his win was he was on the fence in behind horses, had to sort of bullock his way through. Then this Schnitzel three-year-old really attacked the line and put a margin on his rivals. And the sectionals were impressive over the 900. He's obviously a nice horse on the rise, and I think he's the danger too, Gentle Persuasion. Of the others, the six, Patron Black, he was overs at the 15s that Andrew mentioned earlier. No surprise there's been money for him because he was very dominant in soft going at Nowra last start, Patron Black. And the three, Aperitif, look, did a good tough job to beat Handy Fillies in Press Box and Sir Taken last start. And certainly if Press Box and Sir Taken win or fight at the finish of race two, it just boosts the chances of Aperitif. She did nothing wrong and was hard for the line to score a narrow win that day. Five, Gentle Persuasion, I think she'll stalk this pace, Paul, and finish off the race very strongly. I've got her on top from 4, 6, and 3 in the third.
Yeah, exactly. The speed has dictated my tips. I'm 4, 5, 3, and 1. I think Happy Bubbles will probably just take a sit off the pace today. As Ray said, sharp times at Newcastle on debut. $2.80 into $2, so plenty of confidence around that he'd get that job done up there, and he did. And Ty Anglin, who rode him, sticks with the ride today. So at the better odds, I thought Happy Bubbles just in front of Gentle Persuasion. But she's very close to a win, only just missed last Wednesday, and she should just get the last crack at them here today. Number three, Aperitif, Bray covered her perfectly, a brave winner there first up. And I thought number one, Pembroke Castle, just adds interest to you. He's got the blinkers on first time, resuming from a spell. So that shows a bit of intent. When he drew the outside gate, I thought he may be scratched, but he's going around. So a big watch on him, particularly if there's any money for him late. 4, 5, 3, and 1 in the third.
All right, we go to the fourth, takeout seven, Smart, ain't he?
Yeah, the toppy, the Bandit, is at $34. Moon Dancer at $5. Screen Park, $3.30. Cosmologist, $8.50. Follow On, $7. The Cartoonist, $8.50. Darts Away, $19. Gretzky at $9. And the one down the bottom there, Plagiarist, is at $4.60. And boys, Plagiarist is the most popular runner in terms of money held at this stage, just in front of Cosmologist and also Moon Dancer.
The Plagiarist should get the race run to suit. There's good speed here. We've got Cosmologist and the Cartoonist. Screen Park kicking up from that inside draw with Follow On. And the other runners there, probably Gretzky not far off and Moon Dancer not far away. So it looks like there'll be a bit of pressure here, Ray, and that could bring the back markers into it, Ray.
I'm with the 3, Scream Park, to beat the 10, Plagiarist here, Paul, Chris Waller-Quinnell. I think Scream Park's bursting to win a race. I thought he had them covered there at Canterbury last start 2 weeks ago, but probably just knocked up late under the 58, third up at the 15.50. Certainly he's rock-solid fit now, no excuses. He's drawn nicely in gate 2. As Paul said, we'll get run of the race stuff. And I just think this is his right race for him, the 3 Scream Park. The danger is the 10 Plagiarist, the horse that Andrew said there's been good money for. Look, it's a bit of a step up from his Kembla maiden win, but it was a really impressive effort. He was inside horses near the fence and a big foot had to sort of weave through, but he did attack the line strongly at the end of 1,400 metres to win first up. Had a nice little soft trial since going into this. He's by Della Carne, the breed Jimmy liked to get out over further, but he's still nice and fresh second up and he has no weight on his back. He's the danger. Of the others, Paul, look, I was impressed by Cosmologist's effort first up for the Joe Pride. So that was some win at Hawkesbury there on September 1. He motored through the line to win. He'll improve off that Cosmologist. And of the others, the 2 Moon Dancer, tough effort to win at Newcastle last up, being the Cartoonist and Gretzky. They're both in this race and both each-way chances, but I thought Moon Dancer had them covered. I think Chris Waller holds the key here. I'm with the 3 Scream Park to beat the 10 Plagiarist. 3, 10, 4 and 2 in the fourth.
Yeah, we can box up the first 4 here, Ray, between us here. 10, 3, 4 and 2 for me. Look, I'm keen on Plagiarist. I've always had a good opinion of this grey. He's finally starting to put it all together, still very lightly raced. That Kembla win, as Ray said, was impressive. But then the trial since was what really caught my eye. He cruised the line there in that trial and it was a fairly strong heat. Huey Bowman takes the ride, and with the speed up front, I think Huey will navigate a clear passage on Plagiarist, and he should be too good for them. Number 3, Scream Park, is the danger, the stable mate. I think he boxed seats here for James McDonald, and if Plagiarist does find any traffic issues, I think Scream Park could be off and gone. Number 4, Cosmologist, race spot on. Huge first up win at Hawkesbury, probably didn't beat much, but he's got some form behind him, this horse, now. He won the championship qualifier at Mudgee, which we all thought was a bit of a fluke. But then he came up to Warwick Farm and ran third behind Absolute and Roman Sun. So he's a genuine horse. And number 2, Moon Dancer, nothing wrong with his last win at Newcastle. So there's some winning form lining up here. I'm going 10, 3, 4 and 2.
Rightio, we go to the next event. We've got a full field.
Yeah, Social Element is at 19s. Dalmatia Prince, 17. Fantastic Man, $7. It's a Fait Accompli at 11. I'm a Newey, 13. Valentino Rossa, $4.60. Mac the Knife, 8. Scratches, the $3.10 favourite. Corinth, $7.50. Momentum to win, 26. Arrow's Destiny, the rank outsider, at $61. Well, boys, probably one of the quieter betting races at Canterbury. There hasn't really been a great deal of interest up until the last half hour or so. Scratches went 3.30 out to 3.60. And that's when we saw some money for it. It's now into $3.10.
Look, I think Scratches will be on pace here. I've got a settling outside the leader, and I expect that to be Social Element jumping up to the 1,900 metres today. And then you've got Arrow's Destiny down the bottom, the only other one that could add a bit of a spice up front. So it could favour the on-paces, but around the 1,900 here at Canterbury, you never can tell.
Yeah, I found this race a hard one to read, Paul. Scratches is the obvious one, and if she does get across, as you suggest, definitely is the one to beat. But I thought the 3 Fantastic Men at the odds was worth the gamble here. He's working up to a win. Look, I know his strike rate isn't flash. 2 wins from 18 starts. He's run 10 placings. He's always thereabouts in this sort of grade. And his last 2 starts at the Canterbury 1900 have been solid efforts. He ranged up to win there at Canterbury last up, but White Boots toughed it out and held him off. White Boots then ran a really good race under a huge weight in the Tuncurry Cup last Friday. I just think he hasn't got any tactical speed, this horse, but he's tough. He'll be up close to the speed. Social Element likes to roll along, as Paul suggested. So he'll get his opportunity here, the 3 Fantastic Men at the $7. I think he's worth the gamble. The obvious danger is the 8 Scratches. Nothing.